Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Test, Chapter 10, Mishnah 9 of Maseches Trumos. More pickling situations. So chagavim tameim shenich b'shu im chagavim tohorim. If I have non-kosher grasshoppers that were pickled with kosher grasshoppers, so lo pasulus tziram, the non-kosher grasshoppers will not prohibit the brine, meaning that the brine of kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers combined is allowed to be eaten, even though some of it came from non-kosher grasshoppers, because we say that the brine of a non-kosher grasshopper is not going to be prohibited as a part of the as the grasshopper itself. It's not the same thing, but rather it's a separate entity. So as long as it's mixed with kosher, it's okay. But then Hey Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok has an even bigger testimony that he brings. He says, even if I have brine of non-kosher grasshoppers, and it's just the brine of non-kosher grasshoppers, that's totally permissible, even if it's not mixed with kosher at all. Then says the Mishnah Yud, Kol Hanich Bashim Zaim Zet Mutarim. When it comes to all types of chulin vegetables and truma vegetables that were pickled together, so the law is going to be as follows, they're going to be permissible to a non-kohen, elim hechasis, unless we were pickled with a sharp vegetable, which this means, in other words, the Mishnah is going to lay it out very clearly. A sharp vegetable, as we know, as we've said, it's like onion or garlic. So here's what the Mishnah explains. Chasis shel chulin im chasis shel truma. If I have a sharp vegetable of chulin that was pickled with a sharp vegetable of truma, yarak shel chulin im chasis shel truma. Or if I have a vegetable of chulin not sharp that was pickled with a sharp vegetable of truma, usher, it's going to be prohibited. Only a kohen can partake of it. Aval chasis shel chulin im yarak shel truma mutar. But a sharp vegetable of chulin and obviously just a regular vegetable of chulin that isn't sharp, that was pickled with a vegetable of truma that is not sharp, is going to be permissible, because the truma vegetable, which wasn't sharp, doesn't release the flavor. So even if the chulin vegetable is sharp, it doesn't make a difference, and you are good to go. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.